You Can't Make It Up, show number 235 for March 4, 2013. We march on, Ken.
Well, two things. One, is it really March already? What happened?
No, it is. Just happens.
But I'm well rested because I'm feeling very sequestered.
Stop. Stop. Bailiff, will you take the jury out, please, and shoot them?
Yes.
I found something you're going to delight in hearing, I think.
Okay.
Some more local TV news people acting badly.
Oh, come on. You know that never happens.
Well, this the morning crew out at Fox 6, WITI, Milwaukee.
Well, it's about time we had something of what's wrong with Wisconsin on the show. It's been a while.
This group of airheads get my nod for being the most boorish on the boob tube. Let me set it up for you. It's snowing like a banshee out there in Milwaukee at the time that reporter Angelica Duria comes on and talks live to the crew at the anchor desk of Real Milwaukee. That's what they call their morning show.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That should be a dead giveaway right there.
Now, I want you to keep in mind that this affiliate is an affiliate of Fox.
Okay.
So, there it is.
We mess up, you decide.
There you go. Hang on, I lost my pop screen. I just got to put my pop screen back on, he said.
Oh, that
feels so good. There we go. So, they throw it to her, and they make some comment that they see her eating on camera. She's eating Pringles.
Yeah.
Well, she's been out there for quite a while.
She's fine.
Angelica Duria is not having that much fun. She's not quite slutting in Racine County, but she is eating Kringle, so, you know, world's not all bad. Yeah.
And she looks
great. I'm hitting that food coma now.
Oh.
The food coma and then just like the tired wall.
Yeah.
I have been here since, what, 3:30 this morning?
Yeah.
And it is now, I don't even know what time it is, 9:45. I'm exhausted. I've run out of things to say. It is snowing and it sucks here.
Oh, that's really good.
Welcome to Real Milwaukee.
Professional, aren't you, Angelica?
Might as well be blunt about it, right?
Now you're part of Real Milwaukee. As we know, it sucks.
Here's a newsflash for Angelica. Don't put that on your demo reel.
No.
No.
No. Not if you're planning to work for Fox. Well, wait a minute.
Or anybody.
It does suck.
Yes.
You can't make it up.
We suck, you decide.
The jury is back.
Yeah. I want to get a nice house with a beautiful view. And in my neighborhood, there won't be no pollution. I want to get a different newspaper than everybody else. Instead of problems, read solutions. That ain't never gonna happen. I should get my head out of the cloud. That ain't never gonna happen. I should get my head out of the cloud. That ain't never gonna happen. I should get my head out of the cloud. That ain't never gonna happen. No, no. I wanna get a trampoline that bounce so high I would jump up to the moon. From far away, and when they've accomplished the feat, resources are bleak and people deplete. You can visit me up there someday. That ain't never gonna happen. I should get my head out of the cloud. That ain't never gonna happen. I should get my head out of the cloud. That ain't never gonna happen. I should get my head out of the cloud.
Ignorance is bliss, Ken.
That's our theme.
And it sucks. From Victoria, British Columbia, they are Mindel Beach Markets. They're a blend of rock and folk and reggae, and they've been most compared to Grateful Dead, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Crazy Horse. Not the great leader of the Sioux Nation, but...
No, Neil Young. And
The
only thing is, I listened to a bunch of other cuts, including the one we're going to close with. And in that one, they sound a lot like The Doors.
They do, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah. These guys are good.
Mm-hmm.
The track is off their newest record, It Might Take Long. The track that we feature when we close the show is my second favorite track on this album. My favorite track, I'm going to put a link out there, too. I hope I find a video to it.
Mm-hmm.
These guys can play and sing, I'm telling you. One of the quotes I read on their bio, on their publicity sheet, is from the guy who headed up their campaign on the label they were on, and he said, you have to see these people live. They really are the real deal.
Mm-hmm. Good.
is such, or we can live in peace.
Mindo Beach Markets, like many of the artists we feature, Ken, Cyber PR in New York City turned us on to them, and we'll put links to their music out there on our show notes and remind you that you're listening to You Can't Make It Up. We do this every week or thereabouts.
Yeah, give or take.
We have a different calendar than many of you. We started doing this show over 4 years ago because mankind's capacity for stupidity is limitless, and we like to laugh at it.
Yes, and they keep feeding us, don't they?
They do. The show originates at 2kenscomedy.com on this date in music history. March the 4th, 1996, John Lennon said, quote, "We, the Beatles, are more popular than Jesus."
Yes, I remember that.
It's a long, long story to tell, and I can only show you my hand.
Well, let's look at this. How many number one records did Jesus have?
And how many B-sides did he record?
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Case closed.
Also, on this date, March 4th, 1982, Rolling Stone magazine reported that Dweezil and Moon Unit Zappa had formed a new band called Fred Zeppelin.
There you go.
How many number one records did they have?
That's it.
Well, we're going to slide over to helping you who are unemployed or maybe looking to move up in the world of employment.
Or down, as the case may be.
How to land a job that, well, you're going to tell us some tips, aren't you?
Yeah. We do this from time to time. We really want to help people. Well, actually, we don't.
No. Don't start that trend.
No. But once again, our good friends at CareerBuilder.com have stepped up to the plate. And we have some tips, I would say, about two things. One, how not to land a job. And two, if you happen to land it, how not to keep it.
And with all the budget cuts that are being made in the federal government and state governments, these jobs might be important to you.
So once again, they surveyed a whole bunch of human resource managers across the country and have found some more questions you don't want to ask at a job interview. At least you actually did. All right, here we go. Here's one. Do I have to be at work every day? That's always a good opener, right? One woman applicant said or asked, "Can my husband finish this test for me?"
Well, probably not, ma'am.
Here's one. Can I get every Tuesday off?
That seems like a reasonable request.
Yeah, but how about this one? Even worse. Can I have 3 weeks off every 3 months so I can pursue my music career?
Now, that's every indie artist I've ever spoken to.
You know, these are winners here.
Yeah.
Here's one more. What was this job for again?
Yeah. I forget now.
Now, let's say, as stupid as these people were, that the employer was even more stupid and hired one of these guys. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say these bozos actually landed a job. I pity their employer. Here are some ways not to keep your job. Now, it's one thing to show up late regularly. That's not good. It's even worse if the excuse you have for being late is one that even a dumb boss isn't going to buy. And here's what they found out from these resource managers, human resource managers. Here's what some people gave for their excuses. One employee said he was late because he accidentally left his roommate's apartment wearing his roommate's girlfriend's shoes. He had to go back and change.
Yeah, and that's the excuse he gave.
Yeah. You going to buy that one?
No. He wears them all the time. He's probably gotten used to being late.
There's other things going on in his life.
Yeah, I think so.
One employee claimed that she was late because she drove to her previous employer's location by mistake.
Forgot. Oh, I don't work here anymore.
How about this one? This employee said he was late because his wife was so angry with him that she went ahead and plopped his truck keys in a glass of water, put the glass in the freezer, and froze it. He could drive away.
You know, if you're the HR department and you run into these people, why do you want to hire them at that point?
I don't know, but here's the last one. This woman said, told her boss, that she was late for work that day because she had dropped her purse in a coin-operated newspaper box, and she couldn't retrieve her purse because she couldn't open the box because she had no change. Guess where the change was?
In the box. Moron.
Yes.
You see the job pool.
Yes.
It's mighty slim pickings.
You know, I happened to read in the paper this morning, usually on over the weekend, there's no news in business, so they give you all these little features, you know, job hunting and all that stuff. And the headline on this little job hunting thing was, "Woo an employer the way you'd woo a date." I got to tell you something, given my track record, that would never land me a job.
Well, the people you've just mentioned are probably flying in single harness, too.
No, I don't think that's the best advice.
careerbuilder.com. Yes. I don't know if they will do that for you. But
careerdestroyer.com, more like it.
Let's take a few seconds to thank our newest Twitter followers. Mindle Beach Markets, of course, out there in Victoria, British Columbia. That's in Canada, if you didn't know.
No, I didn't.
Come on, stop. By the way, the band are also founders of Ocean Health Awareness Program, the Jellyfish Project.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Well, let me give you their web address, mindlebeachmarkets.com. I want to thank Sasha Papernick at Sasha Papernee, the Twitter handle. Bobby Kemp, he's a Vegas-bound singer-songwriter, he says. He's into vintage guitars, single malt, and of course, Man City, whatever that means. He's probably one of those man cave dudes.
Yeah.
Bobby, don't look for me to talk about you very soon. He also says, I'm the proud father of three, parentheses, one of each.
Okay. Yeah, I never heard that one before.
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah. Alt Citizen Magazine. They're an alternate lifestyle magazine curating, as they say, art and awesome. They're in Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. You know about the Brooklyn alphabet, right?
Okay.
Here never we go. Mind. No, I can't do it on this show. It's no.
Okay.
Let's get back to that word sequestered.
Yes.
Now that it's part of America's daily conversation, thank you, Congress. Which is worse, colonoscopies or Congress?
Well, I've had a lot of had a lot of the former.
Well, I've got a survey that was done by the Public Policy Polling Group. Mm-hmm. And by the way, these survey results were taken before we hit sequester land.
Okay.
The survey found that Congress only has a 9% favorability rating, with 85% of the voters viewing in a negative light. Now, if that's what the public policy polling people told you, people have gone, someone else is new. So the pollster decided to take a different approach with results and tested Congress's popularity against a series of unpleasant and disliked things. Here's what they found. It, of course, is gross to have head lice. But at least they can be removed.
Not very
nice. Members of Congress evidently can't.
Right.
Here's the score on this question on the survey. Lice, 67. Congress, 19.
And that's a final.
Yeah. The NFL replacement refs may have screwed everything up, but voters think Congress is screwing up things worse. The replacement refs scored a 56% to Congress, 29%. Colonoscopies. Terribly unpleasant experience. But if they had their choice, Americans would take a colonoscopy over Congress, 58-31.
You know, I'm with them.
You can make the same point about root canal surgery. Root canals, 56, Congress, 32. Used car salesman, 57, Congress, 32.
Okay.
Being stuck in traffic. It sucks, doesn't it, Angelica?
Thank you.
Well, voters are less happy with being stuck with this Congress. Traffic jams, 56, Congress, 34. These are actual results from this poll. It may be true that everyone hates Nickelback, you know, the rock band.
Yes.
But apparently everyone hates Congress even more. Congress, 39. No, wait, this is closer than we thought. Nickelback, 39, Congress, 32. Whole bunch of people didn't vote on that one.
Too close to call.
Genghis Khan did a lot of bad stuff, wouldn't you say?
How did that get in the mix?
Genghis Khan, 41, Congress, 37. It's getting closer. Donald Trump isn't being held in very high esteem. Now, they didn't put his hairpiece up for bid because this would have been even closer. But Donald Trump, 44, Congress, 42.
All right.
Cockroaches. Call an exterminator. Cockroaches, 45, Congress, 43. People actually said, look, I want cockroaches in my home before I'll take this Congress. Well, now, the news wasn't all bad for our representatives on the Hill. Playground bullies, Congress beat them, 43-38. Telemarketers, people prefer Congress, 45-35. Lobbyists, who Congress gave the right to be in existence in the first place, let's not forget. Lobbyists, 48-30 for Congress. The Ebola virus, 53-25, Congress. We'll take Congress over Ebola.
Yes.
And meth labs. Congress, 60. Meth labs, 21.
Wait a minute. This just in, a partial score. Congress, 12.
Sequester that, you clowns. Did you, not that this show needs it or deserves it.
Right.
But we have time for it, so what the hell?
Okay.
Did you save a moment of duh for us today?
Yes, I certainly did. And it also qualifies as our tip of the week, which is this. And once again, we have to say, not that we condone this sort of thing, but If you are going to break into a restaurant in the wee hours of the morning and steal their ATM machine, make sure that what you steal is actually, you know, an ATM machine. That would be my tip.
That's right? A good starting point.
Yeah. Well, over in San Diego, there's a couple of guys that failed to heed that tip because I guess they don't listen to the show. Now, here's what happened. And you have to sort of, you really have to picture this. Well, actually, you don't. It's all on surveillance video.
Which I of course.
So at 4 a.m. on Thursday of last week, very recent, these bozos drove over to a local Hooters restaurant. Right, that's a promising start, wouldn't you say?
Well, it's Denny's or Hooters. What are your choices at that hour?
I know. Okay. Hooters, 75, Congress, 2.
Plenty of boobs in Congress, yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so now they tried to, well, first they backed up their pickup truck to the front door, but they were going to back into the place, but the door wasn't wide enough, so they got out of the truck and they, you know, got a crowbar, whatever, and they broke the glass doors down so they could at least get into the place. Hmm. Now, they go into the lobby, paying no attention to the fact that security cameras are all over the place in plain sight, right?
Yeah.
So they got a tow strap from their truck, and they wrap it around this machine that's in the lobby, and they drag it and push it. It's very heavy. It's like 5 feet tall, very heavy. They drag and push and drag and push, and finally they get it into the bed of the truck. Now, you're getting way ahead of me here. Okay, one little problem. Hmm. That machine they stole, not an ATM. Nope, it was a jukebox.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Hooters.
And if there's any doubt about that,
yeah.
No, you have to understand how long it took him to get this thing into the truck. You know, I mean, they had a good look at it. It had the word Hooters all across it in bright orange letters.
I have a question.
Not the thing you'd find at an ATM.
Did they pull this caper blindfolded?
You know, it's you can't tell. The video's a little grainy, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Put a mask over their face.
Hey, you know, what happens when they get home and they turn the lights on? Whoop.
And they tell their wives, no, honey, I promise I was at Hooters.
Well, there's money in it.
I thought you were going to tell me it was a vending machine.
No.
Morons. Yes. San Diego.
Yes. Stay classy.
Tits McGee is off this week. That's going to do it for this week.
Yay.
I want to thank you for donating. We assume you did. You haven't you? To Voices United for Vets. We're trying to help. I say we because we're part of this charity. We're trying to help homeless veterans reclaim their dignity and their lives. Here's a thing that's not so funny. 1 in 4 homeless in the United States and in Canada served in their military.
Yep, there's nothing funny about that.
They went in harm's way to protect your way of life. Their way of life is sleeping on a street corner or in the back seat of a car. Now, if you haven't helped our heroes, and they are very much heroes, they've been there and done it, please donate today at VoicesUnitedForVets.org. VoicesUnitedForVets.org. And that's all we'll say about that.
Okay.
On our way out, Victoria, British Columbia's Mindel Beach Markets. Off their album, It Might Take Long, this tune is called Smoking Gun. And we'll see you next time, won't we?
Unless it takes too long.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, 2, canscomedy.com. Left of me.
finish up what's left of me. Go make your call, you'll come to the wild. And finish up what's left, finish up what's left.